The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Sarah Slattery from thetravelexpert.ie is with us for our weekly travel spot. And you've been back in New York recently, I believe, but spending more time in Brooklyn necessarily than Manhattan. For the first time in Brooklyn, wasn't
it? Yeah, that's right. I went to New York lots of times, pre-kids, and can't believe I never went into Brooklyn before. So the kind of plan was really just to walk across the Brooklyn Bridge, the kind of iconic thing to do.
Which is a great thing to do.
It really is. And of course, it's free, which is great. You know, we all love that. But I really loved Dumbo, the whole area, when you walk across the bridge and you get into Brooklyn.
When you go down under Manhattan Bridge overpass, that's
right.
What they call Dumbo, isn't
it? Yeah, that's right. And you see that famous picture of the Manhattan Bridge and the skyline in the background. But the streets are really cool. There's like great restaurants, kind of flea markets, and you've got like Brooklyn Heights right next door, so you can walk all along the promenade and get the views of Manhattan from there. It's really nice kind of walks. So like we spent the whole morning there. We really enjoyed it. There's a Time Out Market there as well. People may remember that from Lisbon and some other cities around the world. But so if you were looking for kind of reasonably priced food, you know, there's definitely plenty of places.
Sorry, is it reasonably priced?
Well, the Time Out Market would be, yeah, definitely there's a few markets there. Eataly as well on the other side. I think if you are looking for something reasonably, you really need to kind of do your homework, you know, pick some of the good places to go, maybe try and do like brunch and a dinner rather than three meals a day because it is expensive. But definitely places like that in Brooklyn were very reasonable. And there's actually a rooftop at the top of Time Out Market, so you can get views from there. Now, we went to Grimaldi's Pizzeria, which is supposed to be the best pizza in New York.
Well, I'm going back to 2018, and we brought the whole family there on the recommendation of friends to find it had been shut.
Yeah.
But I believe it's reopened, so.
Yeah, no, it was really cool. Now, I have to say, the pizzas were amazing and not too expensive. But definitely, I would say it was just a really cool thing to do. We spent the morning walking across Brooklyn Bridge, takes about 30 minutes, wandered around Dumbo, saw all the sights, had a nice lunch, and then we got the ferry back. It's $4 to literally 5 minutes on the ferry back to the seaport. So it was a really kind of lovely day out. Of course, you could stay longer in Brooklyn, go to Coney Island, go to the fairground if you wanted to, and go into Williamsburg, which I haven't been, but I'm told it's the Shoreditch of New York. So like you could spend a whole day there, you know, very easily.
Okay, so you're going back, are you?
I'd love to stay there, I think, next time, yeah. What?
Because the other things I want to ask you about in New York, everybody goes to New York, I think, to see the sights. And one of the things is to actually go very high up as you can and have a look around everything. So you're going to look at the various observatory decks and tell us what you think are the best of those available.
Yeah, I mean, years ago, it was just the Empire State Building and that was it, which is still obviously...
Still worth doing.
Yeah, still.
We did it by night, actually. It was great to look at New York with all the lights on at night.
Yeah, I mean, it's still absolutely worth doing. And for someone who hasn't been before, they probably want to go there. But there is a lot of newer ones opened over the last couple of years. Summit was the one I went to this time for the first time. I went to two this time, actually. But Summit won Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt is one of the tallest skyscrapers in Midtown Manhattan. And Summit is the attraction at the top of it. And it's so much more than just an observation deck. It's a completely immersive experience. We were hours there. You walk in, people may have seen it on Instagram, the whole room is mirrored ceilings, mirrored floor. You can't wear high shoes in case you scratch it. You need to have sunglasses on if it's sunny. We were really unlucky with the weather, but it was still amazing. And then, of course, you've got glass all the way around, so you can see the views of Manhattan. But there's two of these rooms. The lights change all over the place. Then there's another room with these silver, like almost like balloons, where you can... Kids love it, like you can kind of bash it around the place. It's just really, really unique. And as I said, there's five different experiences within the attraction.
Is it true you go up in an external glass lift?
Well, I didn't think it was external now when I was there, but it was a glass lift.
All right.
But there is, when you go further up to the next floor, you're looking down on the first floor. So the whole, like, it just seems to expand, and everywhere you look. I mean, one tip I would tell people is not to wear a dress. I learned that the hard way, because all the floors are like mirrored and everything is mirrored. But yeah, it's just really, really unusual. And then when you get to the next attraction, you can walk out onto this glass ledge and get your photo taken and see that kind of picture there as well.
That's on Madison Avenue. What about The Edge? Which is this?
Yeah, The Edge is the other new one. These are the two newest. And that is probably the best observation deck, I'd say, in New York. If you were to pick one purely for the views alone, I'd say The Edge, probably, because it's a massive big outdoor deck. And where it's positioned down in Hudson Yards, you can see as far as the Statue of Liberty, you can see up to Central Park. So it probably has the best viewing platform. It's a massive outdoor area. And then there's a kind of a glass floor in the middle of it, so you can walk across it if you want to, and you're, you know, 1,000 feet down to underneath.
What's that like? I'd find that terrifying. Is it?
Well, I didn't mind it, but something like my husband wouldn't do it. Some people would do it. Some people were lying down on it and doing all sorts of things. But that wouldn't bother me that much. But if for the real adrenaline junkies, and where I totally chickened out was, you can actually climb up the side of the edge. It's called the Edge Climb. Kind of your harness, a bit like the Sydney Harbour Bridge kind of a thing. And you hang out over the edge. And yeah, I chickened out. I didn't do that.
A listener says the top of the rock is good choice too. It's where the famous picture of the iron workers was taken on the girder. You get to see all the nicer buildings. We did that as well. And I actually prefer that to the Empire State.
Yeah. And there's a new, what that listener is talking about, there's a new beam, it's called. That's a new thing that's been added in the last couple of years, I think, and like that, you can recreate that iconic picture and sit on it. And the
but you're not hanging out over.
Well, not exactly, but you are. It is a separate attraction to the actual just viewing platform, and they're opening a new sky lift and floor later on the year there as well.
The one place we didn't go into, and actually I'd meant to and never got into, was Hudson Yards. Is that worth visiting?
Well, I just found it all a bit fascinating, to be honest. That's where the Edge is. So it's really good to combine the Edge with the Edge is located there. And also the High Line is there as well. So you could actually spend a full day there. But Hudson Yards is this brand new neighbourhood that, like, even when you get off the subway, it's not like the rest of the subways. It's like this gorgeous brand new looking subway, and everything is just pristine. It's like 18 million square feet that was just started, work started on it in like 2012, and here we are, like, you know, 12 years later, and you've got this incredible, it's the most expensive place to stay in New York now, or to live in New York. But how they've made it, it's more like a city within New York. You've got like social housing, you've got public schools, you've got private residences, you've got New York's biggest newest landmark.
Sorry, the Vessel, which is spectacular to look at, the spiral staircase.
That's there as well. And you've all these parklands. It's quite remarkable to think that it was just, it cost $25 billion or $30 billion or something.
Well, to finish, a listener says, Brooklyn is fab and Coney Island is great, but I'll never complain about Irish prices again.
Yeah, well, look, there are a few cheap, good tips to learn. The first thing I'd say to people is go on to the NYC NewYorkTourism.com website. They always have, when we were there, it was Restaurant Week, so there was tips on restaurants. Right now, actually, is Broadway Week, so if anyone's going in September, you can get two tickets for the price of one on Broadway. And all these tips you'll pick up on the New York Tourism website. Another thing is great is the Sightseeing Pass. If you buy a Sightseeing Pass, you get loads of attractions together in one. So that can save. And there's lots of free things. Remember, like walking across Brooklyn Bridge is free. The High Line is free. Central Park is free. There's movies during the summer in Bryant Park. So you'll kind of get a lot of these tips. I mean, I have a post on my website as well, of course, with all the things to do. But the New York Tourism site has a lot of these tips and things you can do, and are ways of saving money when you're in New York.
Listener says, One World Trade Center is a great view. Looking down on the footprints of the two World Trade Center towers, very eerie. And as I said, I think previously on this spot, the museum there is absolutely fascinating and is absolutely brilliantly done in relation to the horrors of 9/11. Sarah Slattery from thetravelexpert.ie, thank you so much for joining us.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30. Today.